And we're back here at the bank. Eric Nelson, Wally Langfellow, on-site TCF Bank Stadium. Huge crowd on hand.
Yeah, we brought our...
our traveling crowd.
Exactly. We travel well. You know, we were joking during the break on the big video board, and it's a monster. On the main board, you get all the replays and stuff. And then on the side of it, they have the time of the day and even the temperature.
Time, temperature.
So it says 75 now. What's it going to say in November when they're playing?
25.
That ought to be fun.
Now, about 50-degree difference.
But there's another, I hate to say mini video board, but it's about half the size of the other one. But that's about the size of the ones we have in the Metrodome now, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, I think that's the size of both the Metrodome boards put together. That's the mini board here. But you're not going to be able to see the mini board from where you're seated.
No.
You're going to be in that press box kind of in the corner there. What do you think of that, Mr. Media Guy?
Well, I'll tell you what, from a media standpoint, we're off in the corner in an end zone on the, I guess that'd be the southeast end of the stadium.
Southeast end, yep. Southeast
but
corner.
But yeah, they didn't build this thing for us, so
no.
I get all that. And, you know, you and I have been to other stadiums, and it's going to be enclosed. I hope they can at least open the windows a bit. I'll probably find my way into the upper bowl and roam a bit, especially when the weather's good.
I agree. That's kind of what we do when we go to Lambeau. You know, we'll sit up there for a quarter or two, and I know the last few years you and I have been to Lambeau Field. It's like we look at our watches, we look at the scoreboard, and it's time to go down into the stadium, see if we can find a spot to watch the game from inside the stadium, because you know what, you just don't get that feel and that ambiance and the aura of the stadium until you're out and into it. And I think that we'll have to do that come September 12th if we're not in Cleveland.
Yes. And September 12th is the opener here, Air Force, the christening of TCF Bank Stadium. And, you know, I've had people the past few months ask me about the kind of field they're going to play on. It is field turf here, and they have it painted up pretty good. A lot of maroon, a lot of gold, obviously
yep.
A lot of green. And, you know, everybody would love natural grass, but here's the deal, Wally, and I think this is important. This is not just for, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 football games. This is a university asset. The band will be here. I'm sure they're going to run intramural stuff in here. There's a lot of kids out there as we speak right now. There's some kids throwing baseballs in front of us.
Playing frisbee.
And frisbees and footballs, and there's batons being twirled. So it's going to be a multi-use stadium. That's why you have the field turf, and that'll be able to hold up with a lot of use and also hold up in weather.
Yeah, no question. There's, you know, a lot of high schools have done the same thing just because they can use it for multiple purposes. You know, would I prefer to see college football or high school football on grass? Absolutely. It's no matter how technologically advanced the turf is, it's still plastic and it's not grass. It doesn't have the give that natural surface has. But from a financial standpoint, you know, it just makes sense. And there are just so many uses, and you can allow what's going on down there right now because you have this, you know, artificial surface that's not going to wear out. You don't have to have some groundskeeper standing there hovering over anybody who comes within 100 yards of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just as we've kind of laid out what's going on in front of us, I look out across the field, and there's some members of the band.
Yep.
And the band is now coming out here, and they're going to go through their paces and try to get ready for September 12 against the Air Force Academy. So this really is a win-win venue, and they have some of the old brick architecture here that's, I think, reminiscent of Memorial Stadium.
Yep.
And
behind
the
benches. That would be the opposing team's bench,
right,
correct?
Right.
Yep.
And I think visiting teams are going to come in here. I think there's going to be a wow factor, and I think fans are going to have that wow factor, and this should be good for the Gopher program.
Now, that at the east end of the stadium, right behind the goalpost, there is kind of like a pit area. Are you guessing that that's where the band will be?
That would be my guess.
Okay, yeah. Kind of looks
absolutely.
Looks like they've built it purposely for that.
Again, something that you can really only do when you build a new one. I mean, this is what's odd about Minnesota. Now, we can't get in line and build the NFL stadium like all the other cities have. It took us forever to build a new baseball stadium like all the other cities have. But we're way ahead of the curve when it comes to a state-of-the-art college football stadium because, as we talked about earlier in the program, this just isn't going on in college football. Even
no.
Your Ohio States, your Michigans, your Penn States, your USC's, your Florida's, if they aren't getting new stadiums. At the best, they're renovating.
Yep, you're right.
Know, the Horseshoe, I know they had to do some work to that in Columbus. So Minnesota, great job. I'm not sure how this all happened, but you know, I know it was a vision for Joel Matory, and they pulled it off.
Indeed they have. We'll see if they can win football games. That's the lingering question. Hopefully it'll come to
pass. Well, how much fun is it going to be? I think the first Big Ten game here is against the Badgers in October. Now that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that should be a fun day.
Yeah, well, all right, I'm going to be the fly in the ointment here. Parking. This is not going to be an easy parking situation here. I mean, you've wiped out a lot of the on-campus parking by putting the stadium here, because that's where the parking was for Mariucci and for Williams Arena. And so a lot of that is now gone. There are some lots, that, you know, just off to the north of here that you could probably park in. But where in the world are you going to park down here?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I don't have the answer to that. I think, first of all, get a good pair of walking or running shoes.
Yeah, that's for
sure. Park on the fringe and be prepared to hoof it in. And I guess a little bit of exercise is not a bad thing. The other thing is if you ride your bike in. I mean, be creative because – and I know most people aren't going to do that, but there's ramp parking. I would think brace yourself for a walk of at least 6 blocks to 8 blocks, and know that by doing that, when you get back to the ramp or the parking space, you'll have less traffic to deal with when you get out. I mean, you have I-35W is off to the west, I-94 is off to the south. Those will be the main entry points along with University Avenue. But they're going to have to figure that out as they go. It could get sticky. I guess it's a good problem to have, because if you got parking issues, it means you got a lot of people coming here. But you're right. I'm not sugarcoating it, because it's tough enough when we come watch the Gopher hockey or Gopher basketball play.
Well, I was just going to say that, and particularly the last couple of years when the surface parking was taken away by the construction of this stadium. You know, you and I came down for a Gopher basketball game, and I can't remember where you said you ended up parking, but you know, I think I got lucky. Somebody left their parking spot in a lot, and you know, we were fortunate enough to park close. But, I mean, I think I drove around for 15, 20 minutes trying to find a spot. I mean, just trying to find a place to park, let alone how close you are. That wasn't even the concern at that point, is can I find a place at all? And I think that there are going to be some battles in trying to find parking. Now, there's probably going to be some spots in some neighborhoods. You know, if you're willing to walk 15, 20 minutes like we were today, that you'll probably be able to, you know, sneak in on. But in general, it's not going to be easy. So be prepared to be creative. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you're going to have to be. And I wonder if down the road shuttle systems and things like that aren't going to be utilized, where maybe you're coming off I-35W and say 4th Street or University, and you park somewhere around there and then they take you in. I'm just kind of speaking out loud here, and that might be way down the road, but they're going to have to figure that out. And, you know, we're not going to know until we actually have the 50,000 here on September 12th. And they're sold out for the season, so – but people will figure it out too. I mean, if you're locked up in, you know, gridlock entering and leaving this stadium, you're probably going to do something different.
Sold out for the season. When's the last time they could say that? Probably never.
It's amazing. Well, you know, 50,000, they averaged about 45,000 at the Metrodome. But I think they're smart.
Yeah, but realistically, a lot of times, how many people were in the building?
Yeah.
And 45,000, they averaged 45,000 because they played the Badgers or Iowa, and those
were sellouts.
Were sellouts because of the opposition. Yeah. The opposition's fans
were coming. The coup de grace, the takeover.
Yeah, you'd get
30, well, and even North Dakota State sold out the Dome.
Right. You'd get 30,000 Gopher fans and 20,000 Badger fans, or even more, you know, or Iowa fans. I hardly consider that, you know, what we're talking about, what we're going to have here.
Well,
we're going to have majority Gopher fans,
yes,
in this building all year.
And it's now laid out in front of this program. I mean, they have what it takes to compete. The facilities can't be used as a crutch anymore. And now the key is, can they take this and jump to the next level? And look, high school football in this state has gotten better the last 10, 15, 20 years. There are some blue chip kids coming right out of Minnesota. You got the kid at Creighton, Shontrell Henderson, the number one prep recruit
in
America, yeah, right here. Now, I don't know where he's going to go. I know Pete Carroll and Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer and those guys have him on speed dial. But I hope he at least thinks about the U of M. It's going to come down to winning and losing. I mean, ultimately, that's what will be the, you know, what tips the scales. But they have a nice tool here that should help the cause.
Minnesota Score Radio coming to you today from the bank, TCF Bank Stadium, here on the campus of the University of Minnesota. Eric Nelson, Wally Langfellow with you, along with our ever-present studio audience.
They can make all the noise they want here at the bank.
Yeah. And a reminder to visit our website, which is minnesotascore.com. All right, studio audience, thank you. Our website, minnesotascore.com, home of the Minnesota Score magazine. The latest and greatest issue will be out in a couple of days, or it already is, depending on where you are. Features Brett Favre on the cover. Imagine that.
Wow.
Number 4 in purple. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And we'll talk about Mr. Favre, and we'll talk about the implications of his presence here in Minnesota and so on.
And don't forget, we're going to hear from Eric Decker, too.
That's right. And Rocky has lined up Eric Decker of the Gophers, Gopher football team. I say Gophers plural because he also is a Gopher baseball player and one of their best. And I know that John Anderson is hopeful that he will decide to play baseball at least one more year of college baseball. We'll have to see if that comes to pass. But lots to come here on the show. And again, visit our website, minnesotascore.com. And you, too, can be part of the Minnesota Score magazine. You won't want to miss this issue. Eric and I will be back from the bank, TCF Bank Stadium, on the campus of the U of M, right after this timeout.